fire bet that the Saints make the playoffs.
The Saints definitely have a huge edge right now. I'm actually going to take the Cardinals over the Rams. I think their running game is going to carry them. They've been waiting for this game for 8 months. I am going the other way. I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm taking the New York Jets over the Dolphins.
I'm picking Bears over the Panthers.
Ooh. Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob.
We got a couple of new voices in here today.
This is Jessica.
This is Jeannie.
They're going to be joining us on the pod. Welcome, you are our first guest
on
ever.
The pod?
Yeah, we're.
Yay!
We're excited, so just chime in whenever you feel like it.
And man, speaking of last week, which we weren't, but those Saints taking care of business up in Lambeau Field.
Taking care of business.
How are you liking the Saints?
Oh,
right,
man,
now?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Loving it.
They
I'm
are.
Feel great.
They're the top of their division.
Yep, 4-2, yes. Looking strong.
It's looking really good for them, too, because the Falcons have a really tough schedule coming up. The Panthers just lost to the Bears, looking really ugly.
Oh, man. So the Bucks lost a close one against the Bills, too.
Yeah.
So, but our upsets this week were pretty good. Well, mine was.
Oh, so close.
How about those Bears over the Panthers?
Yeah, very nice pick.
But, yeah, the Jets, they look like they should have came through there, but...
Jets continue to screw me.
Oh, Matt Moore got in there for them.
Jets continue to screw me every week.
And man, the Cardinals, a disaster right now.
That run game.
Wow. Yeah. The old 26 yards from Adrian Peterson, pretty good.
And now without Carson Palmer, ooh.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be rough.
Ouch. The Falcons take on the Patriots.
The Super Bowl rematch.
8 months.
Eight months in the waiting, and that's what they brought us. So, yeah. What did you guys think about that Super Bowl game yesterday?
The winner of the night was the fog.
The fog.
The fog.
Yeah, for a long time we thought, we're like, what's wrong with the camera? Why did they clean it, like, in halftime?
Yeah, Belichick had to get every advantage he could and brought the fog machines out on every corner, you know?
Yeah,
so.
It was a really good kickoff to our Halloween weekend.
Yeah, yay! Ooh, spooky! The Patriots were trying to give the Falcons a chance to let them blow a lead by getting up 23-0, but, you know.
Can't blow a lead if you don't have one.
Exactly.
Smart Falcons.
Yeah. I actually predicted the first half is 17-0, Falcons.
Oh, wow.
Well, I predicted it. I was like, I thought it was going to be a Dolphins game.
Well, obviously, I also
like,
picked the Falcons.
And Dolphins game, so. I was like, oh,
didn't go well
know.
For us.
Huh?
So it didn't go well for us.
No.
The Falcons pick was pretty bad.
Yeah.
They don't disappoint at disappointing.
Hey.
No matter what you do, do it well.
Yeah, that's right. Including jet sweeps on 4th-and-1 at the half-yard line.
Oh, ouch. The Patriots now top of their division, which they needed to
Wait,
win this
what?
Game.
Yeah. How do you eat the top of the division?
By winning games.
Yep, and having everyone else in the league lose.
They're above the Bills by one game.
Oh, really?
And the Dolphins.
But they're all right there, except for the Jets.
Well, the Jets are behind by two.
Oh, right? Yeah, they're close, but they're no Patriots, so.
Oh, that's interesting, because I thought, like, Patriots could, like...
Yeah, the Falcons are third in the division right now.
What?
Yeah.
Third? Oh, that's so unfortunate, because, like, I felt like the Falcons, the defense looked much better than them. I mean, from the past games, looked a lot more together than the Patriots defense.
This was the first game of the year that the Patriots did not allow more than 300 passing yards to the opposing quarterback. And we're talking about Josh McCown.
Yeah, and you're talking about the MVP, reigning MVP quarterback, couldn't score on the Patriots.
Yeah.
So
what's wrong with Matt Ryan?
Isn't that the question every Falcons fan's asking?
I think, finally, the Patriots' defense started looking a lot better. Finally.
I think the Falcons are playing to what they're supposed to be. I think they were a little bit above expectations last year, and now this is about par. The inconsistent good team that's still learning on the job. They're really young, so we'll see how it goes.
Wait, are you saying Falcons young?
Yeah, the Falcons are pretty young. Their defense is really young. They have a lot of, like, fresh starters from last year and this year, so.
Yeah, but their offense.
No, their offense are veterans, but you also have the new offensive coordinator who was in the box last night in the fog. I don't even know how he saw the field to call plays.
Didn't seem like he did.
He wasn't calling good ones.
Wait, are you allowed to do that? Like, being in the box?
Yeah. Some teams do it, some teams don't. It just depends on
yeah.
kind of the flavor. He might not be in the stadium next year.
He might not be.
For one reason or another.
Speaking of which, the Falcons haven't won a game in a month. Wow. Last time they won against the Lions was September 24th. So a long time.
And on top of that, for a little bit, I thought they got the Buccaneers kicker's curse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the missed field goals and blocked field goals.
Matt Bryant, really one of the best kickers in the league.
Last year.
Two field goals last night.
Ooh, yeah, that hurt a lot. I think the biggest key to that game, though, was, like, there was a 4th and 6 in the second quarter with, like, a minute 30 left. Like, you don't go for that. Not at midfield. Like, scoring a touchdown there would, you know, be good, but not letting the Patriots score a touchdown from going for it and missing it is just as good. So just punt the ball, pin them deep, and then go to halftime with a 10-0, you know, lead. That really should have been 3-0, or 3-3 even.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that was a huge, huge display.
Yeah.
Speaking of, when we get to our good and bad and ugly segment here.
Mm-hmm. Got San Diego Chargers feeling. Oh, yeah.
Man, talk about a dominating game.
The Chargers beat the Broncos.
Badly.
Narrowing the gap of the AFC West, and it's looking like my Chargers are going to win the division now, huh?
yeah, with the upset of Oakland over the Chiefs, everyone's starting to level out there. Mm-hmm. Who knows? The Chiefs do look like one of the best 4-loss teams in the league.
They do.
So should we be worried watching Chargers and Patriots next week?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Oh.
Jessica and I are going to be up in Boston next week watching the Chargers-Patriots game.
Live in Boston.
Boston.
I thought we strategically bought that ticket so we had a hard
chance. Well, now you get a good game.
Yeah, we want a good game. Don't worry, the Chargers are specialists at losing games they probably should have won.
So are you crossing your fingers there's not going to be fog, though?
It's going to be
snow. We are down, like, on the 16th row
okay,
on the field.
Nice.
So I think it'd be pretty cool, actually. Yeah,
that would be cool. That'd be pretty neat.
But we'll be, like, in Salem the day before, so I'll do some witchcraft shit.
There you go.
Nice. Nice.
Can we say shit in the podcast?
We can.
We can now. Speaking of some other scary events going on, Eddie Jackson is a scary safety around the league.
The Bears safety, ridiculous play.
Rookie safety out of Alabama, who got hurt right in his college career, so we didn't know what to really make of him this year. But talk about scoring as many yards as your offense did, and what, like 5 times as many points?
Yeah.
4 times? He scored 12 points by himself.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for the rookie safety there.
Yeah, he basically did almost all the scoring for the team.
Yeah.
Thanks to Mitchell Trubisky's 4 completions the entire game. And they won by 2 touchdowns, by 14 points.
I think I saw the stat. He had 151 return yards, and I think the Bears offense had 153 yards. So that's a solid.
Yes. Eddie Jackson, MVP of the week.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely the defensive player of the week. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I can't see anyone beating that.
Who's playing tonight?
We got the
Eagles and the Redskins.
Eagles and the Redskins. We're going to go over that game a little later, though, so that one's going to be a good one.
Speaking of players coming in on a big spot, Miami's Matt Moore replacing Jay Cutler at quarterback after he gets injured, and the Cowboys' safety, Jeff Heath, comes in to kick a field goal for Dan Bailey.
Man, that's those double roles you really want your players to know. Play safety and kicker.
Yeah. And, man, that safety kicker, Jeff Heath's kick goes up, hits the uprights, and still gets in.
Yeah.
Better kicker than Matt Bryant.
Looked it.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
You think the Buccaneers going to bid on him?
Buccaneers like, pay him anything.
they're calling his agent right now. But speaking of Matt Moore, this is like the start of some quarterback controversy. If Matt Moore gets to start a game next week, Jay Cutler might be out.
So Jay Cutler had a pretty good game before he got
hurt. Yeah, he had a pretty decent game.
But they were losing. And Matt Moore comes in, saves the day for the Dolphins.
It's almost like Matt Moore inspires the defense to play better or something. But yeah, that That was a wild game.
I could definitely see if the defense just hates Jay Cutler. Like everybody he's like else
just,
in the world.
Just purposely letting the offense score so Jay Cutler has to play from behind. Yeah. And
or the offensive line is saying, like, just go ahead and sack him.
Yeah, he has that kind of personality, right?
Yeah. Poor Jay Cutler.
Wow.
How about the bad? What was bad about week 6?
Well, speaking of the Chargers beating the Broncos, how about the Broncos looking god-awful? Just
week 6 or week 7?
That was week 7.
Marty, what year is it?
It's those bye weeks. They're so crazy.
You're saying the Broncos.
The Broncos, man. They look so bad. I don't know what to make of it. They were just in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, right?
So they're down, Emmanuel Sanders was out.
Yeah, that's true.
Trevor Siemian was playing hurt. Demaryius Thomas couldn't get a playoff for the life of him. And C.J. Anderson just looked so bad. So bad.
Yeah, so...
And their defense didn't look... I mean, the Broncos' defense looked pretty good. It was almost a scoreless game for the most part. Like,
yeah, just kind of... Eventually, teams are going to score on you when your offense is literally doing nothing. So. Yeah.
I mean, the Chargers were having some difficulties getting down the field, but they made it happen.
Yes, I guess to reiterate, the Broncos' offense looks terrible.
Yes.
So, I don't know what they're going to do going forward. I guess we already kind of knew this issue all along, but I guess those first few weeks tricked us because Trevor Siemian looked really good. I picked him up in fantasy and it hasn't worked out for me, but...
You know, I picked up in fantasy and worked out for me. Blake Bortles, boom shakalaka, finally had a good game.
Man, destroying the Colts.
He had 282 passing yards, which is the most by any player in the first half of a Jaguars game in history.
Yeah, they've had reasonable quarterbacks through the years. So.
Yeah.
Chad Henne. Now, back in their playoff days, early 2000s.
Blaine Gabbert. That's it. Talking about the Broncos look bad, a team that just beat the Broncos not too long ago, the Bills continue to look very impressive.
Yeah, the Bucs gave them a game, too, but... they couldn't hold it out.
They couldn't. The Bills just seem to have, like, the perfect mixture of everything right now for where they're at. Like, their defense is really on point. LeSean McCoy's running that ball, getting it into the end zone a lot. Tyrod Taylor looks fantastic this year.
Yeah, but, the Bucs throw that, what, I think they throw, like, a late pick in that game or a late turnover, and... The Bills score off of that. That's just not a way you want to end a game.
Not the way.
So, speaking of the NFC, the South, the Bucks, the Panthers, and now the Falcons have all lost 2 straight games going into this week. The only team in that division to win games, which is 4 straight, by the way, the New Orleans Saints. So, man, the NFC South, they're helping me out with the fire bet.
I know, but, we had a fire bet that... They would send at least 2 teams to the playoffs, and now it's not looking too good.
Yeah, I said there would only be 1, and it's looking good for me now.
So, I thought the NFC South has the toughest division. Is it no longer?
That's what we thought, too. But
2 weeks ago, it definitely looked that
way. When you drop against like teams like the Bears and the Patriots and the Dolphins...
Yeah, the Falcons just can't beat the AFC East. They really need to win next week against the Jets.
Yeah.
Which seems like it would be a walk.
Yeah, right now they're 0-3.
What, didn't Jets, like, give up?
No.
No,
that was the Falcons.
Yeah, that was the Falcons that gave up.
It seems like the Jets were supposed to be this terrible team. Like, yeah. Everybody was thinking 0-16. Yeah. Not at all, man. They've been very competitive.
So they're doing something right.
They are doing something
right.
They are.
I think they're playing in New York, too, yeah. So who knows. If the Falcons can't get over themselves, they might be looking at 4 in a row.
Yeah, this would be really bad.
So is the new strategy now is clean house?
No, that's never.
Who?
I don't know. Like, I thought the Jets,
no.
Jets clean house, and then I thought the...
Yeah, well...
Two...
And you know, those players that they got rid of have all gone to other teams and had very bad performances thus far this season.
That's
so
really,
I mean, and Cleveland's been trying to clean house for 10
it's
years.
Like they knew something. Adapt.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that's all you need is... Give some of these young guys a shot.
Yeah.
Well, I did hear analysis the other day talking about bad teams analyzing players and them letting go of good players. It's hard to, because it's such a team game, that, you know, picking out a performance of one player in a team sport is so hard when your whole rest of the team is bad. So that's why you see, like, the Browns release like so many good players and other teams pick them up, like the guy for the Falcons, the wide receiver, Gabriel.
Yeah, Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah, he's been great for the Falcons. He was nothing for the Browns. They released him.
Yeah.
And now he actually made a lot of plays for the Falcons. So, players like that, that, you know, aren't good for bad teams, turn out to be really good for a good team just because they just weren't in a good environment. Like, the rest of the team was bad, so they couldn't show their skills. So, it's really hard to evaluate players when your team is bad.
Gotcha. So, that just goes to show that the Patriots strategy is probably the best. It's always about the team. Not
just
about
always
superstars.
Keep all the good players all the time, and you usually win. It seems like a
well,
good
I mean,
strategy.
Hey, if you keep right, but you know what? If you keep a good culture and you keep a positive culture, and then players want to stay, even with the, you know,
less
even,
play,
yeah, even and, less money and things like that. If you're creating that environment, that they're you know rewarded intrinsically instead of just money, and
well, their culture also is. Had a couple players leave because of it, like most notably Michael Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, and Jamie Collins, the linebacker who they got rid of last year.
Right. Yeah. He didn't fit the mold that they were looking for, so they shipped him off. Right. But Martellus Bennett, you know, he had a 1-year contract with the Patriots, went to Green Bay this year for less money. He just didn't like the culture fit.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
So.
I guess so.
But now he's going to win that Super Bowl with
Green Bay.
Green Bay
without Aaron Rodgers.
Chad Henley or Hundley? Brett.
Hundley. Brett
Hundley.
Just a star stat right here. Brett Hundley is the only quarterback to start a game named Brett other than Brett Favre.
Huh.
Interesting, huh? All right.
Wait, where did you find that research?
It pops up on Twitter or something.
Drink and I know things.
I drink and I know things. All right, speaking of more, getting to our ugliest segment now. Did we see the Chiefs in the Raiders game?
Oh, man, what a terrible ending for the Chiefs.
Man,
what could have been a win for them, they just kept penalizing. They kept getting flags on the field and had five last plays of the game.
Yeah,
at
that's
zero.
Insane. Like, how does that happen?
If they just...
I think the Browns could have scored on that play. I mean, given that many chances.
They kept pushing closer and closer to the goal line. The Raiders did not even need Marshawn Lynch, who also
threw
out of a game for a penalty.
That was a weird segment where, like, Marshawn Lynch, like, runs onto the field and, like, it looks like he's, like, protecting Marcus Peters. Like, it was a really strange, like, moment in the game.
I play kickball, and I know what it's like to be mad at a ref. I could see where Marshawn's anger was coming from.
Yeah, I hated that I missed that. Like, I didn't really watch the game, but I really wished I could see that. Like, because you don't get a lot of emotions out of Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, and you see it here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He goes and he grabs the ref by the collar, and he's, like, yelling at him.
That is awesome. He probably had, like, 3 bags of Skittles or something.
He's all hopped up on the rainbow.
Sugar high there going.
The Arizona Cardinals are in a tough spot, losing Carson Palmer for the year after breaking his arm.
Yeah, that's not the way to win the division.
That's not the way you win games.
Oh, God.
In addition, Joe Thomas
missed his snap streak. He had he's like the
longest
Cal Ripken Jr. of the NFL.
Yeah.
So, hasn't missed a snap for the Browns since he started, so... The Browns didn't need any bad news, and they unfortunately get it. They're by far best player on their team.
And they might have won that game with him still out there.
Yeah, they might have. That was a close game.
Yeah. Speaking of the Browns, both the Browns and the 49ers are 0-7.
Still winless.
Still winless after week 7.
And their schedules are not favorable to win.
All right, girls. Here's their upcoming schedule. See if you can pick out one game that they could win this year. The 49ers play... The Eagles, the Cardinals, the Giants, Seahawks, Bears, Texans, Titans, Jags, and Rams.
I would say Texans.
You think they can beat the Texans?
It's at Texans.
Yeah, it's in Houston.
Well, J.J. Watt is out, right?
That's true, he is out.
Yeah, because I have Texans as defense, and I got,
Riggedy wrecked.
Yep. Yeah. A little bitter with that, so... Well, when is he coming back? That's the question.
J.J. Watt's out for the year.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, their defense is going to look terrible, so I say the Texans. And on top of that, I'm a little biased just because I'm kind of like a little bit, you know, love-hate relationship with them.
Okay. All right. You know, I'll be down for that.
I'm going to say the Lions. Yeah. Fire shot.
They actually don't play the Lions.
Yeah, that's the Browns.
But I like your enthusiasm.
Hey, you know, if they're going to beat anyone, it's going to be someone not on their schedule.
The 49ers.
Fire shot.
The 49ers could potentially beat the Lions in the playoffs.
I don't even know if it's mathematically possible for the 49ers to make the playoffs at this point.
There's nine
you
games.
You
want to
pick another
right.
one?
I will pick the Cardinals.
Oh, I like that one. No Ooh. Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
They still have AP, though, and it's in Arizona.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a pretty solid pick. I don't know when David Johnson gets back, but it needs to be ASAP.
The earliest possible game he could play is the Seahawks game. So that would give him the Seahawks, Bears, Texans.
Well,
Titans,
no, this is that's the
49ers. Oh, right, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, same.
Did I tell you that?
It's a few more weeks, at least four more.
So. I also hate David Johnson, by the way. I picked him.
He drafted him?
Yeah, I drafted him. I'm a number one pick, and now he's doing nothing. And I even named my team after him, and this is just not working.
You named your team after him too, didn't you, Rob?
After he went out, Johnson was broken.
What's your team name, Jessica?
It was Morning DJs. Now it's just Dead Air.
I love it.
I like it too. Well, my 2 cents is I think. Their best shot is against maybe the Cardinals and maybe, like, at the Bears because they have the rookie quarterback and the Bears games have always been crazy so far this year. So I think those are kind of their best shots, but, yeah, I don't know if they have one.
I think the Bears are going to win that one for
sure. I mean, yeah, I think the 49ers are just not going to win a game.
Possibly at the Giants. Giants are heading to San Francisco. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they need to get Kaepernick back.
Ooh, Kaepernick back to San Francisco. I like that.
No, that's not going to ever happen.
It's all new management.
They're waiting for Kirk Cousins next year.
Yeah,
so.
They are. The Browns' remaining schedule, the Vikings, Lions, Jaguars, Bengals, Chargers, Packers, Ravens, Bears, and Steelers. What do you think, girls? What's their best opportunity?
Definitely the Packers.
Yeah.
No. All the way.
Packers without Aaron Rodgers. That'd be a really good one. Browns definitely seem to have the toughest upcoming schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. I say, you know, this year has been, like, so unpredictable. A lot of the games that you thought is going to be, like, a easy win, and it just turned out, like, not so easy. So, I would pick the Steelers.
The Steelers?
Yes.
You know what? Steelers could definitely lock up the division before Week 17.
Wait, didn't this happen? I believe last year we had some firebuts about the Chargers winning or losing a game to someone. Was it the Browns or something? And then, The team had, like, lost or locked in the division, and then the Chargers ended up winning some game. I don't remember. But last year, we definitely had some weird games where, like, you picked some teams to win.
It was the Steelers. By week 17, they benched their starters.
And the Chargers, like, won or something?
I think it was
it the Chargers or the Browns?
I think it was the Browns again, but...
Oh, no, it was Steelers, supposed to be.
The Steelers benched their starters
won. That's not what happened. We bet by week 16 they would have, like, or they would win in week 16 or 17 or something, and then... Yeah. You specifically didn't want to bet it because you thought that Steelers would bench their players. So you said before that week, and then the Browns beat the Chargers the week before that. That's what happened. Anyway, I just had to bring up the Chargers losing to the Browns again. So.
I could see maybe the Browns beating the Bengals, but...
Yeah, I don't know. This schedule is not favorable for the Browns. Their best chance, I think, might have slipped through their fingers last week with the Titans.
There's the Ravens.
Yeah, but they're so inconsistent. I don't know how to pick them.
Now that Jessica brought it up, I think the Steelers. I think that's their best bet. Steelers bench all the starters in week 17. Browns come in for the win. Make sure it's not an 0-16 season.
I think the Browns are just going to try to get the number one pick next year. That's a win for them. So I think if they lose every game, that's a win.
Yeah.
I think they're winning.
Don't they always get early picks?
Yes, they do. Yes.
I don't think that strategy has been working.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to just summarize a few of the games from last week.
Oh, yeah, a couple of news and notes. We got that Patriots game. We already mentioned that Patriots won, but Falcons have scored at least 10 points in the first half of all of their games this season until this Patriots game.
Well, everyone was complaining how good their first half offense was and how bad their second half offense was, so they thought they'd even it out by just not scoring in the first half.
Yeah, lower expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
And Julio Jones scores his first touchdown of the year.
So congrats to him, garbage touchdown score. Yeah. So, woo.
All your fantasy people who drafted Julio Jones can rejoice.
Yeah.
Last night was his first touchdown.
Of the year, Julio Jones' first touchdown of the year.
What happened?
Caught the ball in the end zone.
No.
The old touchdown-a-roo.
Wait, hold on. Who's been scoring?
Devontae Freeman.
Sanu.
Gabriel.
What?
Not Julio Jones, that's who.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Drawing all that coverage. All
right, let's the 49ers and the Dallas.
Yeah, Dez Bryant tied Hall of Famer Bob Hayes for the most receiving touchdowns in Cowboys history.
Wow, that's impressive.
71 touchdowns.
It doesn't feel like Dez Bryant has been with the Cowboys that long to have done that. Yeah. So that's pretty incredible. I would think, Marvin Lewis would be, right up there. But, yeah, I don't know. Oh, well.
Yeah. Receiving touchdowns.
But, yeah, Ezekiel Elliott, though, my God, has he been on fire this week. He wasn't supposed to be playing in these six games.
Right.
And he's averaged 105 yards per game.
Yep, leading up to this week, only 3 touchdowns. But this week, in San Francisco, basically in the first quarter of the game, 161 scrimmage yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's, double his touchdown total, and then definitely ups his average, so I had him in fantasy in one of my leagues, and he scored 40, and I played against him in the other,
Ooh.
And he scored 40. So, yeah, he lost me. I didn't even need him in the one league, so I was not rooting for him last week.
We already kind of mentioned this up in the Panthers versus Bears game, but the Chicago Bears are the first team to win back-to-back games with fewer than 10 completions since the 2011 Broncos. Who won 3 straight games with fewer than 10 completions?
Including Tim Tebow. Super Bowl?
No.
That was definitely not the Super Bowl year. That was the year, though, that I think that Tim Tebow threw that, long pass against the Steelers in the playoffs.
Yes.
That, everyone was like, what the heck? The Steelers were supposed to be so good and, beat the Patriots, and then the Broncos laid an egg against the Patriots next week. But,
Mitchell Trubisky, Bears quarterback, is the first quarterback to play the full game to win a game with fewer than 5 completions since Tim Tebow. Mitchell Trubisky's the new Tim Tebow?
Chicago hopes not.
What's going on in that
and the Saints? How about Drew Brees? Although he hasn't had the best last 2 weeks. He's thrown 4 picks in the last 2 weeks. But he has been he's now the 4th player in NFL history to throw 500-plus passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's joining Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, and Tom Brady. That's pretty good company.
It's a good company.
And if he got to play more playoff games, he'd probably be ahead of Tom Brady.
You should try that.
Have you counted his interceptions?
These are just passing touchdowns, not interceptions for touchdowns.
Yeah, Blake Bortles owns that.
But Brett Favre would probably be number one in that category.
What about Matthew Stafford?
No, he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions.
Oh, does he not?
Well, except against the Saints.
Yeah.
For touchdowns.
Let's talk about some things to look forward to in Week 7, Halloween Edition.
Ooh.
We've got Slaughterfest 2017, the 49ers versus the Eagles.
Eagles, the best team in the NFC right now. Maybe in the league, yeah.
Against probably the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
But you never know. You never know.
That's true. It could be a scary game for the Eagles. It's a trap game,
yeah.
If anything.
Zombies rising.
But if the 49ers defense is anything like they were last week, the Eagles probably going to run for 200 yards, 250 yards.
Yeah.
And not to mention, they're an actual balanced team, so Carson Wentz playing like an MVP right now.
I like it. We've got two juggernauts playing catch-ups in their division, and the Seattle Chainsaw Massacre with the Texans versus Seattle.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting game, actually.
Yeah, two big defenses.
Used to be big defenses.
Yeah.
Seahawks getting a little old, but they still look strong. Texans getting a lot of players out.
Big defense.
Well, they've been strong, but yeah, they have a lot of key players out, so we'll see if they can pull it along here.
Two very mobile quarterbacks.
They've had a week since the Cleveland game to get ready for this game, so.
We've got the Cowboys versus the Redskins trying to keep up with the Eagles. We're calling this game Trick-or-Treating with Cowboys and Indians.
So, yeah, this is a fun game.
What's the better Halloween costume, cowboy or Indian?
Which one would you give the Kit Kat to, and which one are you just going to give the regular Hershey's chocolate to?
Kit Kat to the Indian, definitely.
Yeah. Why? They need a break.
Yes.
I think the Cowboys is probably the more politically correct costume around right now, but
yeah, I feel like Cowboys costume's kind of phoned it in though. Like, if you're an Indian costume,
you go all out. You have like the
an Indian chief. Like, you gotta have the feathers, get the face paint.
Yeah,
you get the little vest thing.
Yeah, little vest. Start selling cigars.
No, but smear on the face.
Oh, right.
And casinos.
But as far as the game goes, it looks like a very good game played in D.C.
Yeah.
The Cowboys-Redskins have a long-time rivalry of being, like, really strong games, so.
Yeah, I like this one. This will be a good one. Zeke will be playing. It's the current
still playing for now.
Current status, yeah.
And all the fantasy owners rejoice.
Yes. And then we've got the Steelers versus the Lions. Lions are trying to make sure that people know that they belong where they're at and that they can win this division still, especially with Aaron Rodgers out. The Steelers are having a little, they're relying on Le'Veon Bell a lot. Over the last four games, he's had 35 carries, 15, 32, and 35 again. They are really pushing it on him.
That doesn't even count the receptions he's had in those games either, so. And he's been a big part of their pass game too.
I think the Halloween movie for this one would be Saw, because you might see Le'Veon Bell lose a leg if he keeps this pace up.
Yeah.
I'm trying. There's no Halloween
movie
for
there's
this one.
No good ones for this one.
Jeannie, do you have any thoughts about this one?
Can lions melt steel beams?
Well, we'll find out next week.
Oh, this one's going to win some kind of podcast award, I can tell already.
Yeah, this is definitely best of.
Best of material.
Alright, so now we're going to get into our pick'ems.
Yeah, we've got our game of the week.
Game of the week! We got the Buffalo Bills getting visited by the Oakland Raiders.
Without Marshawn Lynch.
No Marshawn Lynch for the Raiders, but they still got Derek Carr, who threw for like a billion yards.
Yeah.
Because he scored so much on them.
But Bills are a good defense, not that the Kansas City Chiefs weren't. But I'm liking the Bills. I'm taking the Bills on this one. I think that defense and then LeSean McCoy is going to win the game for the AFC East.
Yeah, well, you know what? I picked the Raiders to do like insanely well. And I think, I really think that they're going to pull through here for me. And,
are you saying that because Rob picked the Bills?
No. I like the Bills in this game. I think this is going to be a really good game. But I think that, they just had a huge game against Kansas City. I think, like, if you follow that up with a loss, like, what was the point?
Yeah.
So they're going to be pretty motivated. They don't have Marshawn Lynch, but they didn't stop him last week. So.
I can't see the Raiders having a better record at the end of the season than the Chargers.
What if they have the same record? Would that be a loss for you?
No, I said they wouldn't have a better record.
Alright. I'll take that fire bet.
Yeah, that's a fire bet!
And we're starting this week with the Raiders winning!
Ooh!
Well, right now they're tied in the division, right? They're both in 3-4?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, this is a good bet for me.
Well, Chargers are not winning this week, so.
The Raiders.
That's what I'm talking about. The silver and black, baby.
Yes.
I picked the Bills.
Ooh. A lot of AFC East privilege. I like it. All right. Let's move over to our other game of the week.
Game of the week!
That would be the Detroit Lions with the Pittsburgh Steelers. AKA Saul.
Yeah.
Saul 6, Le'Veon's Bill.
They might not be good for Halloween scripts, but they are very good for an NFL script.
Yeah, and this is a Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, another strong Sunday Night Football game.
Hopefully very foggy.
Well, they're in a dome, so I don't think there'll be any fog.
Hopefully a lot of zombies or something.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be lots of Detroit fans dressed up as Packers. They have cheeseheads on, and they'll have a loss of identity crisis.
That's very likely to happen.
Because they're going to look like the Packers in this game.
Ooh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I think Matthew Stafford is going to show why he's making the big bucks.
Oh, they're going to look like the Packers with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, with Aaron Rodgers. Okay. No backup quarterbacks in this scenario.
So you're taking the Lions over the Steelers?
I'm taking the Lions over the Steelers.
I think the Steelers' defense is super good. It's better than the Lions' defense. But I think at this point, it's so weird to say this, but the Lions' offense is better than the Steelers' offense. I'm taking the Lions as well.
I think it's more of a consistency thing. I think at this point, like, the Lions feel like the more consistent offense. But I think, like, the floor and ceiling, the Steelers have a much higher ceiling.
Yeah.
But they have a lower floor. Mostly because of Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, yeah. He's
and all of the interceptions.
And I have to imagine that they're going to stuff the run as much as they can.
Yeah, they have a very good front seven, so.
Yeah.
And of course, Darius Slay playing out of his mind. Hell State.
Girls, what do you think? Lions or Steelers?
I picked the Steelers.
Steelers.
I picked the Lions.
Yeah. All right.
I see a Lions forming over here.
We hunt packs.
A Lions?
Yeah.
I feel like they gained the courage.
All right, and then as usual, we're going to talk about our upset of the week.
There
what do you have on the slate today, Rob?
There are some tough ones out there this week. We got the Browns versus the Browns would have to beat the Vikings, the Jets would have to beat the Falcons, the 49ers would have to beat the Eagles, Colts would have to beat the Bengals. These are all very, very
tough. A lot
tough.
Of quote-unquote one-sided games this week.
Yeah, and I can't see any of those happening. I'm taking the Houston Texans over the Seahawks.
They're in Seattle, too. Home field advantage is huge for Seattle.
It is, yeah, the 12th man, but I like the Texans. I like what they're working with. Sean Watson's got it.
And Seattle's been playing pretty good. They just beat the Giants last week.
Ooh. Beat a 1-6 team. Nice job.
I mean, I'm just, hey, win's a win. But I could see that happening. I think I would kind of agree with you, but I am picking the Miami Dolphins over the super inconsistent Ravens.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, the Ravens have looked very inconsistent. I don't know if they could ever.
The Dolphins have also seemed inconsistent.
yeah, that's true. But if anyway, they got Matt Moore in. Matt Moore's going to show why he's going to get the starting quarterback. QB controversy. Going to throw for 4 touchdowns, 300 yards.
I like it.
What do we think for upsets over here? Do y'all have any picks? You have any thoughts on any upsets coming up?
49ers over Eagles.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love it.
That would be the biggest upset of the season.
Yeah. I think she's just trying to get us to fire better so she can
fire
bet.
Yeah.
All right.
Jessica, what are you thinking?
Saints?
Yeah.
You going to pick the Chargers over the Patriots?
I would say Colts over Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can see
that's reasonable, yeah.
All right.
The Colts are due for one.
Yeah, they are. I think I did my predictions today. I don't have them winning any more games the entire season.
I think I might have done mine and I had the same, yeah. Even if Andrew Luck comes back.
Yeah, especially I think at that point, like, it's this stuff. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, another day.
I don't think he's coming back this season, though. The eliminator picks this week. I'm taking the Eagles over the 49ers and the Vikings over the Browns. It's my standard go-to.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid choice. I'm also going to pick the Vikings over
the Browns.
The Browns, yeah. That seems like a pretty easy pick.
Yeah.
But even though I'm 100% on the Eagles over the 49ers, I'm just going to wait on the Eagles a little longer Because I'm not sure about the Falcons, and I think, like, them over the Jets is probably going to be a good shot right now. Yeah. Even with them losing three straight, I'm just going to have faith that they can beat the Jets.
Ooh, I like
it. Love of God. Beat the Jets, Falcons.
For the love of God.
At least make the NFC race interesting.
Yes. And that takes us into... Oh, I did learn my lesson. I am no longer picking against the Jets.
No Falcons this week. Good call. Probably.
That takes us into Monday Night Football. Tonight, we have the Eagles versus the Redskins.
What a great Monday Night Football matchup.
If the Redskins win, they could just throw a whole wrench in this whole...
Yeah, they'd be right in the mix for the NFC East.
I mean, they would look amazing beating the Eagles.
Yeah, and not to mention, they've already beat, like, the Raiders team, who looked really strong at the time. So, yeah, I don't know. I can see the Redskins doing pretty well here.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either.
I'm taking the Eagles.
The Eagles, solid all around. So, yeah. good offense, good defense, good special teams. MVP-ish quarterback.
Yeah, Carson Wentz. I think the Eagles win by a touchdown or more.
Yeah, I think it'll be close until about the fourth quarter, maybe. Yeah. Maybe the third quarter, somewhere around there. It won't be a boring game.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a boring game. Girls, do you have any thoughts on the Eagles versus the Redskins?
No thoughts.
Done with the thoughts.
No more thinking.
Well, that's it for us. Yeah. Well, that's it for us this week. Next week, we will be back to preview the Broncos versus Chiefs.
Well, will we?
Yeah. Oh, no, we won't.
Well, you're going to be watching the Boston game.
Yeah, I will be
so
up in Boston.
We might have a bye week of our own next week, and then we're going to get back in 2 weeks, probably, to preview the entire standings up to this point.
Yes.
Get to our halfway point.
Yeah. There's some crazy fights.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Until next week, this is Rob.
And this is Jay Hump.
This is Jessica. Jeannie.
And we will see you eventually. Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob.
We got a couple of new voices in the studio today.
Straight professionals.
All right.
I thought he was going to introduce me. You were going to introduce me, like, and you are, and I was like, I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'll say that. I'll say
it's
and
okay,
you are.
It's okay, it's okay. And we